Hare Krishna. This morning I started reading a little book by Sachinandan Swami called Broken Dames. I read about halfway through. It's very easy reading, nicely written, interesting. And, well, as the name suggests, it talks about devotional service properly, not chanting Hare Krishna without offense, and how to overcome the offensive mentality, and then how to cultivate the positive aspects of advancement in devotional service. Particularly up to now that I've read, the emphasis has been on avoiding offenses, and two offenses stand out amongst those which we as devotees commit, and that is Vaishnava Aparad, in which Guru Aparad is also one, and the other is Pramada, or being inattentive in chanting. And particularly I was struck by the importance of avoiding offenses to the Vaishnavas, because when we don't, then unfortunately we not only don't get the benefit of chanting Hare Krishna, but we also can lose the benefits that we received and become spiritual paupers. How do we know that we're committing offenses to the holy name? Well, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, they say, for instance, Bhagavatam says, Yada smasharam vidyabhatidam yad griyamana harinam adhyaya, that when you don't chant harinam, when you chant harinam and you don't feel ecstasy, then you should know that you're committing offenses. Especially this goes for Vaishnavas who've been practicing for some years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. And when, by our chanting, the symptoms of ecstasy, tears in the eyes, quivering of the body, doesn't appear, then we should know that the effect of the holy name, because that is the effect and the potency of the holy name, that just by once being chanted without offense, such wonderful things occur, and it takes one not only from ecstasy, but from ecstasy to love, then we should know by just surmising that the reason for this is offenses, aparad. And generally these will be the two main ones that Vaishnavas commit: Vaishnava aparad and inattentiveness. And so, what do we do if our chanting we're not experiencing such wonderful taste and increasing rasa in our devotional practices? We need to analyze our conduct, or rather our misconduct, with the help of other Vaishnavas, our spiritual master, to find out what's wrong and rectify it. But in returning to this first offense, Yadi Vaishnava Aparadi Uti Hatimata, this elephant offense of Vaishnava Aparad, since we're living and working, serving in a community of Vaishnavas, we need to be extra, especially careful. We interact just in our ordinary, everyday activities. We interact in our sadhana, in our morning program. We interact in our service or work. So we interact with Vaishnavas in so many different ways. One has to be very, very careful. Sadhu, sabhadan. One has to be very careful that either knowingly or unknowingly, we don't commit offense to Vaishnavas. Because when we do, then the holy name withdraws its effect and stands at a distance from us, and therefore we cannot feel those spiritual benefits. And of course, if we don't rectify that mentality, but we continue to be critical of Vaishnavas, then we actually lose our spiritual potency. So how does one commit offense to Vaishnavas, particularly sadhu ninda? The word ninda means is that we criticize. Unfortunately, there's the tendency in Kali Yuga for people to be critical of each other. And we may see some defects in Vaishnavas. We may see some bad conduct that they may have done in a preaching movement. We may see so many things which may or may not have substance, and often they may not. And if it's not our business to be involved in these, or even if it is our business and we don't involve ourselves properly, then the result will be is that we will commit an offense to Vaishnavas. And yes, even if we're not aware of the offense, even if unwittingly we commit, still the result will be there, like fire. Whether unwillingly or willingly, very few people willingly stick their hand in the fire, still you become burnt. Similarly, the fire of offense is the same way, knowingly or unknowingly done, the result will be there. And we'll just tell one example that Maharaj gave from this. But before I do, some other ways in which Vaishnavas can be offended by not being received properly, by not receiving a Vaishnava nicely, by not speaking to them nicely, by just hearing other people speaking badly about Vaishnavas, even if we don't participate in that, but by giving ear to it and not correcting them, by associating with offenders, the result is that we also become offenders ourselves. And there are other ways. Sometimes we take care. Another sadhaninda is Guru Ravagya. That is offense to spiritual master. And devotees generally try to be on their best behavior when with and in relationship to their spiritual master. But who knows who is a Vaishnava? How can you tell sometimes whether a Vaishnava is advanced or not advanced? Just because one is not a spiritual master does not mean that I can commit offense to that devotee, but be very good in my relation to Guru. And since other Vaishnavas may be the spiritual sons and daughters of the spiritual master, if one commits offense to them, then that naturally becomes an offense to the father, in the same way that if someone harms some parents' children, then certainly the parents take offense. And ultimately, the proper conduct is to just be respectful to everybody, to learn how to be on our best behavior. And that can be very easily achieved when we really see that Yomam Pashyati Sarvatra, that Krishna is in everyone's heart. He's in every living entity's heart. He's everywhere. So if we're dealing with everyone in the way that we would deal with Krishna, then not only do we avoid committing offenses, but at the same time, we act in the proper humble attitude, which actually favors the pure chanting of Krishna's holy names. Now, I mentioned that example that Maharaj had stated, and this was about Prahlada Maharaj, who was doing his puja, worshipping his deity, and some Vaishnavas came to see him. And he asked his assistants to just take care of the Vaishnavas, and as soon as he's finished his puja, he will come to receive them. But Prahlada Maharaj, in the middle of his puja, got absorbed in ecstasy, and so he forgot all about external events and was longer than usual in his worship. So much so that the Vaishnavas thought that Prahlada Maharaj didn't have time for him, and therefore they went away lamenting that they weren't able to see the great soul. And even though it was unintentional, even though it was a result of his ecstasy, still, Prahlad Maharaj got a reaction. And what was that reaction? That when he came out of trance, he started to call on the soldiers and everyone, saying, "Oh, this Vishnu, he is the cause of the death of my father and relatives and acquaintances. We should therefore punish him. Let assemble all the troops. We're going to Vaikuntha to punish Vishnu." So, of course, his spiritual master calmed him down, and Prahlad Maharaj both realized that this awakening of his, or this type of demoniac tendency, was as a result of having lost the protection of the internal potency. So he was very sorry that he'd been able to receive those Vaishnavas properly. So one should be very, very careful, and we should keep this very much in mind, and decide Krishna consciousness in a way that we are naturally getting the proper result of our devotional activities, and we are progressing toward Krishna without any other obstructions in the way.